Welcome to the Conscious Creative Podcast, your weekly dose of soul-to-soul conversation that will have you saying peace out to your 9-to-5 to explore in your sacred calling. The topics center around conscious business and interviews with the folks who started them. We'll be exploring the art of being human and what it takes to live your life fully expressed and financially free. I'm Christina Gomes, and I went from high-paying job as a psychotherapist to leaving it all behind for my desire to travel the world playing my original music, to becoming the CEO and soulpreneur founder of FreeYourCreativity.org, where I help visionary leaders create the businesses of their wildest dreams. If you have a sacred calling, stick around. My prayer is that you become the permission slip for the collective, as you hear the soul-inspiring stories that call you forth into creative action. Let's get to the soul. Hello, settling in. We are live on Instagram. Looks like we're getting live on the Facebook, my beautiful collective and group on Facebook. And if you're listening on the Conscious Creative Podcast, wherever you're listening from, I have never asked for this. And I am really excited to ask for this. If you're listening on the podcast, go ahead and give a review. If you don't ask for what you want, you may never get what you want. And so I'd love to give that transmission today. That's not what our podcast is about today. It's actually going to be a super amazing training. So I invite you to get out your notebooks, get your cup of something nice. I have, you know, the last of my coffee here. I'm really excited to share on this today because there was a reason yesterday that I didn't go live. Usually I have my live podcast on a specific day, and I just said, I'm not doing it. I feel fine, but I'm not doing it. And then at some point in the evening, it dropped in this complete and total lesson that I know I want to transmit today. And I have my notes because this is going to be a doozy. It is really what my mission is all about. I love working with archetypes. My mission isn't archetypes, but when we can utilize and use the myths, the legends, symbols, and an understanding of what energies we are working with, we can really take the helm and drive the ship of our high value life. And sometimes we think like, okay, the universe is showing me signs that this isn't working out, but I really feel like this is my mission, but the universe keeps giving me roadblocks, so maybe this isn't my mission. And this is a wrong way to meet the universe. There is a right and wrong, right knowledge, wrong action, right action. Like if you've studied Buddhism and these ancient philosophies, then you know that there actually is a better way to learn, a better way to commune with all that is life. This is my very woo-woo way to say, we're gonna get really practical here today. I'm going to help you to shift into a high value guide. But what does it mean to be a high value guide? Let's break this down for a moment, because for me, being highly valued is just a must. And it wasn't always a must. And put your hand on your heart if you have accepted things in your life in the past that didn't make you feel valued, that didn't make you feel appreciated, and you accepted maybe scraps from the universe, scraps from that fellow over there, and you were being met with breadcrumbs, really. And if you study with relationship coaches, that's, you know, a big thing of like watching out for breadcrumbs. And do you want to live a breadcrumb life, or do you want to live a life where you highly value yourself, you set higher standards for your life, and others rise to meet you in that those standards? And so a lot of people get confused with my message. Not a lot, but some people get confused with my message because they're like, oh, just another high ticket coach. teaching high ticket sales, and that's not what we're talking about here. We are talking about you living a life where you are finally valued for your gifts, your presence, your wisdom, your reframes, all of the learnings and teachings and certifications that you have under your belt, where you're finally valued for that, really. Where humanity values you for that, your clients value you for that, the people that are in your life are like, wow, great job, you're really inspiring. But here's the thing about being just an inspiration, we're not gonna stop there. Being a highly valued guide, a high value guide means that you are using these gifts in a professional way to grow a business, grow a transformational business that actually gets you well paid. So it's one thing to be sought after, and I was sought after for a while for like, hey, come speak at my event, or hey, come teach at my retreat. And then I'd be like, oh great, what's the pay? And people would be like, oh no, like this is an opportunity for you. And for a while I let that go on. I would start writing and speaking online, and people would see that my words are creating change in the marketplace and in the online atmosphere and changing people's lives deeply. And they would be like, yeah, I want a piece of that. You're so inspiring. Come give that to my audience and come speak at this event. Okay, great. What's the pay? Now, sometimes the pay is that they have a giant audience and they've invited me on their podcast and we get to share an audience. That feels good. That feels valuable. Let's go. And like, we are no longer in the business of giving our gifts away for free. So it's not about high ticket anything. It's not about a ticket to anything. It's about how you value yourself. And so today's lesson is going to give you really a reference point to where you may be now. And it might not be easy to hear. Some of these archetypes, I want to give this little warning out. I'm going to share three archetypes of the underpaid content creator that might not be the easiest to hear, especially if one of them you identify with or you see some qualities in that archetype that you're moving with. It might not be easy to hear, but my job as a high value guide is to help you to see what you might not see so that you can go on and get on with it and create offers that make real change and be well paid for that. So that ultimately you don't have to work a creatively draining job, and your job now might actually not be bad. You might never want to quit that job and might want to be a high value guide on the side. This is all cool. I'm here to help you live your mission the way that you want to live it. Let's go. And if your job is creatively draining, or you're working for these bosses that maybe are still like living in the patriarchy and you feel demeaned, like how many women out there, and this can happen to men too, but how many people out there, how many sensitive, deep, I'm hearing yogic, spiritual, like you have an awakening and then all of a sudden you come back to work after these realizations and deeper awarenesses drop in and you're like, wow, I didn't even notice how degrading and demeaning it was to be in this atmosphere. And of course, it is very reasonable for you to want to get out of that and for you to want to get out of that and get into something, because we don't just want to get out of things. We want to get out of things and get into something that's much more us, that's much more on mission, that's much more deep and in alignment with who you are meant to be and who you are really deeply, like meant to be, but who you really are. And you are not somebody who puts up with bullshit in the workplace anymore. So you see that this is running much deeper than here's how to make money. I want you to be wealthy and create generational wealth and really live abundant so that you can do more of your work in the world, because your work in the world matters. If you're a healer, if you're a mentor, if you're a spiritual teacher, if you're a coach, if you're a guide in any way, you get to value your gifts. I value your gifts. There's so many millions of people who value transformation, and now we get to position you and help you transition just in this one live podcast from an underpaid content creator into a sought after, highly valued guide. So who is ready to get in to this beautiful transmission today? Give me a one in the comments if you're ready to understand the three archetypes of the underpaid content creator. Now I'm really going deep on this because I really want you to understand that you don't have to be on the content hamster wheel. You don't have to create content for a certain amount of years to finally call yourself a guide. You are a guide who is using content to help people to understand what it's like to work with you, why they should work with you now, why your offer is so valuable, what the value is. That's the purpose of content for folks like you and I. For healers, coaches, mentors, spiritual teachers, deep, ready to make a change in the world, folks, okay? So the first archetype of the underpaid content creator, hope you got your pens and notebooks out, is the messaging martyr. This is someone who is sacrificing the money they could be earning by speaking on subjects that confuse their audience as to how they are here to help. So let me repeat that. The messaging martyr is someone who is sacrificing the money they could be earning, sacrificing their business, sacrificing their generational wealth by speaking on subjects that confuse their audience as to how they are here to help. We're gonna break this down. So you'll see peeps like this getting hard on everyone else because they aren't consistently speaking about war, famine, or tragedies like they are. And this is where it gets a little bit like, ooh, so stay with me here if you're feeling something. Don't just avoid this. Stay with me here if you're feeling something. The messaging martyr, you might notice that they are getting down on anyone else who isn't speaking out on the things that are important to them. And this is just a mark of their unhealed shame around their privilege. So you might be unconsciously doing this, but we all have unconscious privilege, and it's not something to shame ourselves for. I'm a woman of color, and yet I still have privilege being born in the United States. I had one less parent than, you know, is normal and or that would be like beneficial, and sure, but I still have privilege because I have pretty privilege. I have white passing privilege. So there are privileges that I get to honor while still honoring my own trauma and doing that work. But what is happening with the messaging martyr is they are projecting that shame outward. And really, if that's their mission to speak out on tragedies, then great. But the people that are here working with me, their mission is to help people transform, right? So if you've ever read White Fragility or did any work around shame, then you would know and understand that carrying that shame unconsciously and unconsciously leading with that shame in your conversations online or offline, this isn't actually helping anyone. And it's unconsciously making it about that, like you anyway. If you're doing this, you're actually making it about you anyway. And we can kind of give the examples of when the Black Lives Movement was really gaining momentum in the United States during lockdowns, okay? And I was really touched by this movement because I had internalized shame because I'm a mixed chick and I had internalized shame. I had white privilege shame. I'm obviously not white also. So it really had me identifying and understanding where I had internally projected systematic oppression by straightening my hair, by trying to pass as white and having the privilege of being able to, if I straighten my hair and stay out of the sun, I can be ethnically ambiguous, and all of these things. So really what's happening, so when we were going through that as a collective, I was noticing then a lot of white women, men maybe too, but I was noticing the white women coming into my group and being like, oh, like, this is how you should feel about this, and I can't believe you're doing this, because they read one post. And it was like, you're taking your shame and you are immediately projecting it onto other white women, onto other people you see. And it's just, we're not about that life. Do your own work. We ain't about that life. Do your own work. And this is so beautiful, because we can still be those people that were on the edge of learning something new. That if you're on the edge of learning something new, it's not the time to go out and teach on it. If you're on the edge of learning something new and having an embodied awareness, that's when you really know something, that you have an embodied awareness, an inner standing, an understanding, but an inner standing. That's when you can effectively teach on things. And so a lot of you have understanding and inner standing on the transformations that you have made in your life, and you're bringing that work forward. That's why you became a mentor, a coach, a healer, a guide, because you have made these transformations and you want to help others to make the same. So why it's confusing when the messaging martyr goes out and starts immediately teaching on something that they don't have a deep understanding of, it's confusing for a few reasons. It's confusing because they're, what I notice is that it's not coming from an embodied place, going and wagging your finger at somebody because they don't know yet what you read in a couple of posts. Okay? And this, not when I say you, I'm not talking to you unless you are the one doing this. And then just listen, I'm actually giving a lot of compassion around this because I have been there as well. And when we are becoming really somebody's mentor, somebody's guide, we get to just keep our own projections in check. And oftentimes, we're not able to see these blind spots. And so I am here to really help whoever is the messaging martyr, to let you know that you can still talk about whatever you want on your platform. However, if you are sacrificing speaking about your offer because you don't believe that people should be offering anything or selling anything during a time, fill in the blank, of whatever tragedy time that is continuously going on in this tragic world, then you are just spreading a false message, and you're also not spreading your message. Your message is empowering. Your message helps people to see a way out. You are a thought leader. And so I have seen this actually, where I have seen really deep and potent teachers get lost in, I'm not going to offer my offer until the world, until government ceasefire. Let's just say that. Like, I am in agreement, ceasefire. But why become the martyr and sacrifice your own well-being and your own ability to create change in the people's lives that are in front of you now, that you can create change with, that you have an understanding of their blocks, their the things that they desire also? Why not go ahead and continue to offer your beautiful offers and stand up for what you believe in? If you're comfortable and educated and wish to use your platform to speak on important global topics, do that. And you can also do that without shaming others for not. Okay? And there is a way to keep helping people who want your offers while you also talk about the things that are important to you that are not related to your offers or seemingly not related to your offers, right? You don't need to sacrifice your offers and your offer success because of things that are outside of your control. Messaging marketers are projecting their shame outward on the internet, and they are not talking about their offers powerfully because they are unconsciously ashamed to sell. Or maybe consciously ashamed to sell, but they're ashamed. That's what's happening. When they could help more people if they looked at their internal shame, stopped shaming others, and started sharing content around the problems they are equipped to solve, so their next client can feel safe to join them and transform their life. You'll notice these archetypes making having money wrong, but then you look at their website and they have a really great program that they barely talk about, and this is because of shame. And I am not going to stand by and watch other coaches, mentors, healers just shame each other and pass around and pass down, if they are leaders, pass down this shaming and shame energy, because shame is insidious. My like voice like dropped into the center of my body where shame is usually carried. It's insidious, and I will no longer personally shame anybody for continuing to do their job, continuing to show up for their mission because others are suffering. This is not the Bodhisattva vow. The Bodhisattva vow, which is like a vow that says that our shame and the things that have happened to us are not for naught. They're not for naught. They are not in vain. They are for a reason. And we have gone through what we have gone through so that we can help others to awaken. And we're not going to help anyone to awaken and deepen and transform if we're leading with shame in any way. If you have shame around money, that's what you need to work on. If you have shame around not having money, you get to work on that. If you have shame around selling at a certain time frame, whether it's Christmas and, you know, there are orphans, that there are sad things. Nobody's saying that you have to block out the sad things that are happening in the life, but the messaging martyr is sacrificing their own business in the name of whatever it is in the name of for them. Now, I work with my clients on the shame of selling all the time. So here's what to do instead. If you find yourself feeling ashamed in any way, talk about, like, yes, unpack this. Talk about it. Talk about it with a qualified coach, a healer, or a therapist. Get it out. Bring it forward. Get it on the page. Write it a letter. Write your shame a letter. Understand shame. Face it, because if the unconscious you is going around talking about things that you believe in, fine. But if you're doing that at the expense of talking about your offers and this other really beautiful thing that you believe in because you have shame around selling, then this is not doing anyone favors. Give this shame a voice so it doesn't take over your whole life. You're allowed to live a full life and allowed to enjoy your life even if others can't. And that might be hard for big-hearted people to really settle into, but you really are allowed. We dance for our ancestors who couldn't dance. And we create generational wealth not by trying to yell at people for not believing what we believe, but by helping people in a profound way, in ways we are qualified and certified to help. I am not qualified in the ways of tragedies that I'm not qualified to handle and to speak to. I'm not educated in politics, but I understand and understand a few. I don't know why I'm saying understand so much. I actually am feeling shame around that because I, it's like, just say the word that people understand. But like, you get it. Understand, understand. You stand for something. And the things that you stand for matter, even if it's not what other people stand for. Okay, so I stand for you creating generational wealth, even though other people stand for ending the killing of dolphins every year in this certain bay. Amazing. Amazing. We are all here, us together, doing our part, living our small or great and grand vision and mission, and it all adds to the collective. If you're standing for something great and the greatness in others, this is beautiful. I stand for people creating art in a time of tragedy. I stand for people to continue to live abundantly so that they can make bigger change in the world. Nobody can create the change that they want to create when they are really suffering as well. Like, you think Malala created the change that she created after she got shot by really standing for the victim energy within her, for the martyr energy? No. So the messaging martyr is an archetype of the underpaid content creator. And I want to get into the second one. Now, if you feel like you are the messaging martyr, or you feel like you've been doing this and you're like, no, fuck it. Like, still, I'm going to sacrifice all the money and wealth and people's lives. It's not even about the money and wealth. It's the people's lives you could help transform. If you were talking about your offers, if you're willing to sacrifice that, then continue. But nobody's going to give you an award for that. All right. So then the second underpaid content creator is the influencer. Now, I guess they call them creators now, and I don't have anything bad to say about influencers. It's just not you. You didn't come online to just try to grow your audience to a bazillion so that you can sell other people's products that you don't even really believe in. That's not the vibe for a high value guide, for a thought leader, for a visionary creator. You have ideas. You have creative power. You have offers. You have offers in your heart. You have transformational skills and power and lessons to transmit. So it's different. And not that influencers don't have that. There may be, and I've actually heard from a lot of people with a big accounts, like, people think, and some of my clients think, that people with bigger accounts are successful in business. But we need to dissolve this connection, because it's not a connection that is true. It's not true. It is not true. The bigger your account, the more followers you have, does not make you a better business person. It won't mean that you have more money. It won't mean even that, oh, you can put out a low cost course and you'll just make more money because you have more followers. You still need to learn messaging and marketing and have a sales journey for your people, which is exactly what I teach in my programs. How to have a sales journey, how to have a marketing message that touches people and invites them to buy, and how to really have the energy of somebody who's here to shift people's lives. And so influencers may have that, but if you are an influencer, if you do have a big audience size, this is great. You may be in this problem of like, right, yeah, I thought bigger audience size, more money, more opportunities. And you might have opportunities to, okay, brand deals, sure. Listen, I don't know about this because it's not my wheelhouse. It's not what excites me. I don't care to get my clients brand deals. Most of my clients don't care to get brand deals. They want to impact people's lives. So we all have the power to influence each other, but the influencer archetype is an underpaid content creator because no matter how many followers they have, it has no indication of their quality of work as a guide or how well they can facilitate a transformation. These archetypes either don't have a sought-after offer or haven't created one yet. Like, they may have a sought-after offer in their heart, but they're stuck in this like, oh, well, you know, if I can create 5K a month with brand deals or whatever, like, that might feel cool. But there's a whole nother world of like making a really big impact in thousands of people's lives, hundreds of people's lives, and making way more money and growing in your abundance because you're in alignment with your mission. And if your mission was to just be like, you know, good looking and So you have a bunch of followers because you're fairly good looking and you're, you know, got a good camera. Like, that's not a fulfilling mission for me. And it's usually not a fulfilling mission for my people. There's nothing wrong with being good looking. Most of my clients are very beautiful inside and out. I'm hot. I'm hot as fuck. And it's like, that doesn't matter in my business. That's not what I'm here for. I'm not here to look good. I'm here to create change in people's lives with my thoughts, with my visions. Just like this transmission came to me because I'm open to receive it, and now we're understanding these archetypes, and I'm going to teach you in this transmission what to do instead to become a sought after guide. Okay, so if you have any followers at all and you don't have an offer you feel confident in, then you just become eventually an underpaid content creator. There's no avoiding this, because if you're online and you're creating content, you're a content creator, cool. But that's not all you are. If you're also a guide, you get to create an offer. Even if you're getting paid to create content, meaning like you're getting paid by one of these platforms per views. I don't know how that works. But you get paid to promote maybe somebody else's work or affiliate marketing. There's nothing wrong with that. Like, that can get very unsatisfying for a thought leader. So there's nothing wrong with that. It can just get unsatisfying for a thought leader who has a big offering in their heart brewing. It can get boring for a spiritual teacher who is like being guided by spirit to put out this cool offer. Like, I have my client Khaleesi, who came to me in the Conscious Creative Business Immersion to become a high value guide. She already had the offer. She had already channeled the offer, but she didn't have the energy to match selling such a valuable offer. She was undercharging, and so her audience couldn't see the value, so she had less clients. So sometimes I help people, most of the time I help people to put together their offers module by module, week by week. What are they here to really transform people into? Like, what are they really here to help? What's the true value of their offer? Like, we really, really focus in on offering. And some of you have this offer channeled, written in notebooks. You understand the work. You have the body of work moving through your body, but you don't have it out. You don't have the energy to really put it out at the price point that it needs to be priced at in order to be seen. There is a price point where your offer will get unseen by your best clients because they don't see the value in a $97 offer, especially if we're positioning this offer with our words as a life-changing offer. They don't see the value when they come and it's 20 bucks. It's like, no, that's the price of a book. Like, have an accompanying book. I have my free ebook out right now, The Path to Becoming a High Value Guide, which you can read if you take the High Value Archetype Quiz, which I'm going to talk about in a moment, which outlines the four archetypes of a high value guide. You also get my free ebook on all of the mistakes, the pitfalls, the challenges that I went through in this path, and I made these mistakes so that you don't have to. Like, you can learn from my mistakes. This is truly powerful. It's a powerful way to learn. And this book is actually free. But if somebody comes to your really like life-changing offer and you have an ebook price on it, like, they're gonna treat it like an ebook. They're gonna read half of it and and get what they can. But like, people show up when your offer is the offer that's the answer to their prayers, because they've been praying for this offer, and so like, they're gonna take themselves through it. So as a coach, teacher, healer, guide, you're here to use your presence, tools, and wisdom to help people transform, and that can only go so far in content. So we're talking about the archetypes of an underpaid content creator. We're talking about how to transition from creating all this epic content and not getting paid for it, and then transitioning into sought after guide, making as much money as you want a month. Granted, a lot of my clients transition from 2K months to five figure months, but like, this is how you create as much money as you want and you're ready to receive. Okay. So meaning it could be way more than that, right?
Hey there, visionary leader. If you're resonating with this message, I'd like to invite you into your next level life and business. Enrollment has begun for the Conscious Creative Business Immersion. This is my signature group container to help you design an offer so delicious, so juicy, so based on your soul gifts that you are thrilled to invite your soulmate clients inside of it. I'm going to teach you how to promote this offer with a ton of heart and to sell out this offer with ease to meet your revenue goals. I would love to have you inside if you are a visionary leader who knows that they are great at what they do. You'd like to collapse the timeline on how long it takes to reach consistent income with an offer that you truly love. Go to the link in the show notes to apply for the Conscious Creative Business Immersion. I will be sitting with your application individually, and I will send an email to let you know if you've been accepted in a few days after application. Thank you for trusting me with your vision, and I can't wait to see what we co-create.
All right, so I want to talk about the third archetype now, the content hater. This is the third archetype of the underpaid content creator. It's the content hater. This is the content creator who hates that they have to create content. So this is like leaning a little bit closer to the sought after guide. Now, if you're a sought after guide, you may have had this thought of like, dang, like I'm a guide. I'm not a content creator. I'm not an influencer. Like I'm out here like, you know, I have a big message and I have a big offering and I just wish people would find it already. But content is how they find your offer. So I don't want you identifying as a content creator at all. I want you to identify as a creative and a transformational facilitator, a guide, like one of these archetypes that I'm going to share with you in a moment is something you can see yourself as instead of one of these archetypes of the content creator or content creator at all. You create content for a purpose. And the purpose is to help people to find your offer, see the value, jump in from one discovery call. So a lot of my clients have come into my offer, no discovery call needed. They've seen the offer, they know the offer, it's in its 10th iteration, they want it, let's go, I'm in. Somebody jumped into my offer, I'm like, I don't even know this person. Then I come in and help them to get into the offer, get onboarded into the offer, find their way, get an orientation, we meet, like that's cool too. Love having discovery calls with my clients. I have a high value offer audit that I'm going to talk about at the end of this transmission. And these are completely free calls that are even deeper than a discovery call. I'm really going to give you my like expert opinion. Just, you know, pushed up my glasses, my expert opinion on how to turn your offer into a high value offer. But stay tuned on how you can hit me up for one of those, because I don't always have them available. So if you're listening now, you're going to want to know how to get one, because I only have a few available a month and some months not at all. Okay, so the content hater. Whenever I see someone who hates social media talk about that on social media, I block and delete. Okay, like I just block and delete. It's such a useless use of their time. You can speak to an audience anywhere that audiences exist. I want you to know this. You can speak to an audience anywhere that audiences exist. If you can't get past your differences with the platform you're on, you probably shouldn't be on that platform. I'll just say it. There are people that I've helped move past their differences and think differently about social media. I do it in my program Resonance that I'm currently in the fourth week of. Oh my goodness, it's going by so fast. But we are moving people from social media as social media into bringing the soul back into social media by viewing our having a different perspective on social media. And so I have helped people
transform the way they think about social media so that they can utilize this platform as the gift that it is. Now, but if you can't get past your differences with the platform you're on, you just shouldn't be on it. Like, if you hate something so much, why are you hanging around with it? And I know the whys, like, so many people like hate the way that their partners treat them and stay in those relationships. Like, that's trauma, baby. Come get trauma work. Like, come on. Like, I'm trained trauma informed and trauma facilitator. Like, come unpack that. Like, unpack your shame. Like, unpack why you are settling for less, because you'll always be in the realm, in the bubble of less, if you don't work on it, if you don't come and do the inner work that moves you from bubble of less and getting less than what you deserve and getting less, standing for less. You're not getting less, you're standing for less than what you deserve. And that's tough to hear and that sucks. But like, if you hate social media, don't be on it. But that's not really what we're talking about here. You don't have to love every aspect of social media to share the kind of content that takes people off of it and into a deeper space where you can talk about what it would look like to work with you. Meaning, social media is not the be-all, end-all to sharing your message, and it's not the be-all, end-all to sharing my message, okay? I share here to mainly lead people to my podcast. If you're listening on the podcast, thank you for being here in this intimate, deeper space. I get to speak into your life while you're driving, while you're cooking, while you're hanging out. Like, amazing. You can split up the podcast. Like, I listen to podcasts. I do go get my beauty done, facials, and I listen to podcasts. Like, I'm so honored to be in somebody's earbuds. Amazing. Happy that you found me. Okay, but I also lead people from the podcast to free trainings or low-cost trainings where I can really help them in a little bit more of an intimate way. I email love letters to my people. I have a channel off of social media for my private clients. Social media is not your business. It's just one microphone out of many different microphones that help people hear your message. And if I found out you were a content hater, I wouldn't even hate on you. I would just want to know what you hate about it. Okay, so if this is your archetype, you can still come to me. You can still share that, like, what you hate. One of my like most successful clients, she said this to me. She's like, I hate Instagram. And now she is like attracting people on Instagram. Hey, Insta Brooks, Thai travel friend. I know, like, when I saw you pop on, like, I had to stay composed because I just saw that VW bus filled with Thai food. Then I got hungry. I'm also an easily distractible person. Now I'm thinking about food in my and I'm thinking about how cute you are. Like, nice to see you. Welcome home. Amazing. Great. I'm actually writing a book about my travels and all these experiences and how it led me to like being a high value guide. And maybe you're in it. Who knows? Okay, cool. So in a lot of cases, I find out people hate marketing and I dig a little deeper. Brooks is hungry. I'm hungry. What are we going to eat after this? Thai food. Great. So I want to dig a little deeper. If you hate marketing, why do you hate marketing? And we either find out it's because the way your marketing isn't working for you, so it feels like a waste of time. And I definitely do not like things that waste my time. It's one of my biggest pet peeves. Like, I don't like people waste my time. That's why I come on this podcast and I start talking about the transmission. Like, let's go. Like, you know, we don't need to talk about what I ate for breakfast. And, you know, if you're a health coach and you talk about what foods you make, like, amazing. That's different. But, like, I don't like things that waste my time. I want the quickest, most efficient modality for healing. Like, I don't want to be in therapy for 100 years. Like, come on. Like, I don't like things that waste my time either. And so if you're marketing and it's not working and it feels like a waste of time, it makes sense that you hate marketing. But like, then we get to shift the way that you're marketing, right? We find out that you hate marketing because you don't hate marketing. You hate the way that you're marketing. It doesn't feel fun for you. It's not working. And so we get to shift that up. In all my programs, I teach people how to market in ways that feel good for them. I'm going to talk about that in a moment. But another thing that we find out when I say, like, okay, yeah, what do you hate about marketing, or what do you hate about social media? Like, I'm not a hater. You might be a content hater, but like, I'm not a hater. Like, let's dig deeper. And we actually find out that they hate the idea of outdated advertisement methods that fear people into buying. That makes sense, right? Totally makes sense. Okay, you're not going to create content like that. You wouldn't. You might be unconsciously creating content like that if you've ever taken a program, even if it was like a five-figure. I know so many people who have taken these 10K programs and they're like, okay, well, I invested my 10K. Like, where's my clients? But they hired these bro marketer guys who are like, boom, like, here's how you do it. And you stand and you pretend that you're wealthy and you stand in front of this car and you just like blast out these falsehoods. And it's like, no. Us deep people see right through that. We know you're lying. Like, that doesn't make any sense. I don't even want a Tesla. Like, maybe I do, I don't know. But like, right now I have a moped. I live on a dirt road. Like, it's not important for you and I. Right? Okay. So like, if you took this like 10K like tech, like how to do the tech stuff, how to move the buttons on Reels, like, that's not going to make you a high value guy. That's not what's going to transition you into a high value guy. Don't worry. I'm going to talk about one shift you can make to transition into a high value guide towards the end of this transmission. We're going to get there. But like, this type of fear-based marketing doesn't work for you, but you might be inadvertently, unconsciously doing it because that's what you did in the program. You sat down and you wrote down like the deepest, most heinous problems that are out in the marketplace that you could possibly solve. But that's not, your best client doesn't have those problems. Your best client has a different problem. So the way that I help you to market is to find the problem of your best client and speak human words. Another thing that with spiritual guys, like, the problem that I see a lot of my soul-led leaders, spiritual guides, kind of like deep mindset coaches, like we tend sometimes to speak some nonsense that doesn't make sense to people. And we're like, no, they get it. Like, they understand what soul this is. We say the word soul, say the word sacred enough times, they'll get it. But like, no, you can't just say the word sacred and then like, it might attract someone for a moment of like, oh wow, they speak my language, but they're not going to buy just because you said the word sacred. What are they going to get from your offering, right? So those are the three archetypes, right? So I want to make sure I said everything about the content hater. So fun to say haterade. So I teach you how to create content that you love creating, okay? And how to show up consistently on the internet in ways that feel good to you so you don't want to burn it all down. I know it's so tempting to be Kali and just burn everything down, but like, I've seen it. I've seen it happen with people I admire where they're like, I'm burning my whole Facebook group to the ground. And I'm like, what's going on in their life? Drama. And I'm like, I'm a true believer. I like watch reality TV all the time. Like I'm like, ooh, I'm there for it. And I know that it's not going to be good. And then months later, they're like, I'm back to the basics now. Like, I'm reopening my Facebook group. And it's like, right. You don't have to cut off a limb to have a new life. You don't have to burn people. You're not a dragon. Maybe you are, but like, burn away the shame, burn away the hate, burn away the blocks. Don't burn down your assets. Don't burn your business down. Like, we can help it. We can revive it. We can see what needs to be eliminated, but we don't just start from scratch every month. So even more than that, in the Conscious Creative Business Immersion and my private mentorship, I get intimately connected with your offer with you. So the content you're creating leads to your offers seamlessly. So it works, and it takes less content to work. So even if you're like, content isn't the best part of my business, and that makes sense. Delivery is the best part of mine. I love coaching my clients. I love reading their, after this transmission, I get to do a creative review for my client's sales page. I love that. I love delivery. I love helping somebody to see that there's a deeper message inside of them that they want to share, and that the message that they're currently sharing is like just something that they heard from someone else, but they have a voice. Like, wow. Like, and seeing that transformation happen right in front of my eyes. Oh my God, I love that. I'm getting chills. Are you getting chills? Do you want that? Like, amazing. Like, I'm taking early applications for the Conscious Creative Business Immersion. You get incredible bonuses this round in its 10th iteration. If you enroll now, you'll get 2 extra months of coaching. You'll get, even if you join at the group level, you'll get an intensive week-long mentorship, private mentorship experience with me. This is gonna be the most amazing round. Like, so excited. We don't start for another 2 months. I haven't picked out the date, but this is the offer that is rising the high value guides. It's like raising them up. It's raising them. Like, I'm not a mom, but I'm that weird auntie that's like actually raised. Like, if you had a bad mom, like, I'm the weird auntie that's actually raising you. Like, I'm nobody's mommy, but I will be your crazy aunt that's going to tell you how it is and tell you if you're any one of these 3 archetypes, then you just get to shift into the movements and the archetypes of the high value guide, which I'm going to go into now. Wow, we've already been here for almost an hour, but I did warn you this is like a full on training. So I'm so happy that you're still here with me. Like, catch this replay, keep returning to this transmission because it's so important that if you feel like you're any of these 3 archetypes of the underpaid content creator, and there's any itty bitty part of you that wants to be highly valued for your gifts, wisdom, presence, reframes, programs, courses, like, then let's go. You first have to identify where you are and own it and accept it in order to start to shift it. So I'll just repeat them really quick. It was the messaging martyr. Ooh, I don't know why. This is what, like, I say that I like the messaging martyr, like, I feel so bad for. I just feel so bad for. So, like, I don't want to keep transmitting shame all around, but I do. It's like a tough one because it's like, damn, you just are really not happy, and it's important for you to make other people not happy, and this is such an unconscious thing. And if you're there, like, I would invite to do a little bit of work on that before you apply for the Conscious Creative Business Immersion, because ain't nobody in my containers fighting me. It's like, not, no, I'm a silk. I mean, they can resist my coaching and then we can go deeper, but like, people coming into my program telling me like who I should be, like, get a fucking different coach. I will fire you as a client. Okay, so the messaging martyr, the influencer, the content hater. None of these archetypes are bad. It's just a vibe. And if you vibe, you vibe. And if you vibe with any of these 3, then you're, what do they say? You're leaving money on the table. You are, but you're leaving your mission to just like fend for itself. Like, your mission, when you commune with your mission, you ignite something and you can walk together, you as a human, this grand mission, missioned soul, you know what your mission is, and then you can just walk the path that your mission like leads you on. And you can walk that, you can be a full human, you can live a full life. It's not just, you know, martyring yourself for the work. Like, you live a full life and you get to help people transform, and it's very beautiful. So let's get into these 4 archetypes, and I'm not gonna go too deep into the 4 archetypes of the high value guide and the sought after guide. I'm gonna be very brief because I outline these very deeply in my ebook and accompanying training. So this is a training, but I more wanted to get you to see the archetypes of the underpaid content creator. And then you really want to go deep on these 4 archetypes, but let me just outline them briefly. So I have identified in my 5 years, so I've been an entrepreneur for 12 years, maybe longer. I mean, my whole life really, but I have really been not working. Like, I left my profession as a psychotherapist 12 years ago to go sit in an ashram on a lotus flower, learning ancient wisdom. I went back many times, so that's amazing. And I had, on that road, on that deep path, I had to find ways to create a living, right? And in the last 5 years, that living has come from helping visionaries, soul-led leaders, spiritual entrepreneurs like you to craft offers. Back in the beginning, I was mostly helping people create courses because that was all I had done. And I mean, that's what I was focused on. Obviously, it was not all I had done, but that was what my focus was. I thought that that was the best way. When I realized it was not the best way, then I shifted. So, but all 5 years, it has been about offer design. And a course is an offer, but a course is only a high value offer if it's a certification course. And I stand by this. I have courses that are mini courses. I have branding toolkits. I have meditations that people can pick up on my website, freeyourcreativity.org/work with me. You can pick up something really inexpensive. Like, I think what my Success Codes mini series is like $18, like, and it's packed. Like, you will get a transformation from that. So it's not that courses are bad. It's that I am satisfied when I meet my clients and I hear their voices and I see their shifts. And people are going through my Success mini course, like, I reach out, I ask how they're doing, but it's not that same level of intimacy and depth that is satisfying for me in this flavor of my business. So the certification course creator is an archetype where you get to have touch points in your offer, because if you're certifying someone, I would say that having like a mentorship aspect, having somebody that guides them, having somebody live and real that can answer questions is an important aspect in receiving like that certification, saying, I am certified in X, Y, and Z. I am certified. Like my client Niv, she had beautiful programs, but when she came to me, she wanted to have a better program. She wanted a high value offer. She wanted the offer that she felt moving through her, but she couldn't quite identify it just yet. And then now she's committed to this certification program because it's just so amazing. She certifies people as Ayurvedic practitioners. They're Ayurvedic guides now, coaches. So that's super cool. And we crafted that offer together. I helped her with the sales page. It was really beautiful. And now she's out in the world, like, attracting clients, and she has, you know, a relatively, you know, small, big, it's not, you know, she doesn't have over 10K followers. So she's creating really beautiful transformations for people and really being valued for that and creating money, like straight up creating money for herself, but also for her business. So she can elevate in her business, so she can continue coaching, so she can continue on this path and keep growing without, you know, just trying to figure out how to make money. Like, it's no, we've figured out how to make money. You start a business, you put out offers, but that's not always what is most satisfying. So just like me and just like Niv, that one of these other archetypes versus just like low-cost course creator or passive income or selling somebody else's courses, like, that's not, you know, like the influencers might do, like sell somebody else's course, like, that's not satisfying. My satisfaction comes from really being in my client's corner, hearing their obstacles, sharing their pain with them, guiding them through difficult moments, believing that they can, even if they don't believe that they can, even if their circumstances are not the most optimal right now. Like, you can succeed no matter your circumstance, especially on the path of the high value guide and having a high value guide in your corner. Like, there's a couple of my clients that if they have said, if they didn't have access to me, that they would have just quit. They would have just thought it was too much, or they would have just thought that they couldn't focus on their business while this thing was happening in their lives. And I helped them to see that they could, and helped them to take one action step at a time, so that by the time they're through the thing that they're through, because this too shall pass. If you're going through something, this too shall pass. And when it passes, you have a business and people to help. Like, you're going to feel way more on mission than if you contract and let your business crumble because of your circumstances. And this is not just about grit. This is also about getting the right support. So you get to be that support for someone, and you get to be supported in the ways that you want to support others. So another archetype of a sought after guide is the sought after sage. And I see programs that are usually private mentorships, high value masterminds. Well, the masterminds would also be a combination of the sought after sage and the community co-creator. So the high value guide doesn't automatically go, okay, like, I need to teach one to many, I need to make more money, so I need to be in a group. If you're more satisfied in one-to-ones, if you like giving one-to-ones, then you are going to be most fulfilled in your business with one-to-ones, and you could have a combination. I personally have a combination. I have group offers, and they can upgrade to the mentorship level. Boom. Easy, because I'm a combination girly and I'm a sought after sage archetype, as well as the community co-creator archetype. And another one is the visionary VIP day leader. And this one is so amazing. I have delivered offers like this. For me, they're not my favorite, but when I received this offering, was my favorite offering to receive. So also knowing that you might want to deliver a group and people might want one-on-one, and that's okay. You don't have to go be on the whim of what everybody else wants. This is also about where you shine, what feels good for you, because it's not sustainable if you're like, I was told I need to do a group, and so I have a group, and every time I do the group, I just wish that I had a one-on-one. No, do what you wish. Do what you wish, or make a combination. So sought after sage, visionary VIP day leader, certification course creator, and community co-creator. And in the VIP day that I gave, it was an all day. It was a good amount of money, one day of work, and it was so beautiful. And she went on and did so much from that one day. And I may open up some slots for this in the future. But I received that. I was flown out first class in this VIP program that I joined at $50,000. And it came with more than just that one day. But it was like those 2 days, I think it was, were like so impactful for me. Like, I could cry. And if you can give that much of yourself in 2 days and feel satisfied and then go on and make great changes in their lives, whew, one day, like, that's a cool... I think I'm talking myself into this model. Like, stay tuned for my VIP day offer coming out soon. Okay, so high value offers in general are like masterminds, a package of healing sessions, a certification course, a group coaching program, a private mentorship or coaching program, or a package of sessions that leads to a specific outcome. These offers sell easily for thousands of dollars because they are intentionally designed. There are more touch points with you as the facilitator, and people feel seen and heard, which is really where healing takes place. Healing takes place in connection. Healing takes place in relationship. Now, yes, if you are a teacher of self-healing and you are helping people to connect to themselves, great. But you still need to connect to them to give them the tools, right? So I think that I just really believe in the relationship between a coach and a client as sacred. Whether you're a mentor and a client, a healer and a client, like, it's a sacred relationship. And that relationship is part of the healing, is part of the transformation, for sure. Like, I don't transform my clients. I don't come into their house and, like, write their content for them. I don't, like, wake them up and, like, hey, here, you know, let's go. Squat lower. Like, I'm not that kind of coach. It's like, but when they're feeling a block or they're feeling an obstacle, I'm there to support them, both energetically, holding them in love, and guiding them to see a way out. We don't just stay in the muck. Well, I'm in the muck with you, and then I'm like, here's the map out. Well, let's co-create a map out together. Let's have some ideas. Like, if you don't like my map, like, what's the first step in your map? I'm here to support you, okay? So the high-value model of business is often more fulfilling for my clients, makes them more money, and it makes them more accessible, okay? So for anyone out there who's like, I just want to be accessible. Nope, this transmission isn't hitting. Like, I just want to be cheap, accessible. Like, I believe that more people should have access to this. If that's what you believe, when you become a high-value guide and you're making five-figure months, even 5K months from your work, you can break off a portion of that work and give it to people at low cost. But I can tell you right now, most of my people choose my help, my real help, versus choosing the cheap thing. These courses don't just sell because you made them. You still need to market. So you still will, you know, find yourself as a content creator. So why not be a well-paid content creator and a highly valued guide versus an underpaid content creator? So you still need to create the content that positions even a cheap offer in front of people. And if you're making five-figure months, you will have low-cost or free things. Listen, I am accessible. Look at this. What I'm able to create for free, this incredible training that is shifting so many lives just by listening, like... And I get to be accessible. I don't even know who half of you are, and maybe I will never know who half of you are. So many people listen and receive and don't buy, and that's okay for me because so many people buy. Because so many people do buy and like want to work with me because I'm out here helping you understand the value. So many of your people will be so benefited from your low cost or free content because you're not trying to just put that behind a paywall. That's what it is. Lots of people who stay cheap try to put cheap things behind a paywall, put their like least effort behind a paywall when I don't have to. I can give you so much of me and be so accessible, and some of you will want to work deeper with me. And so I'm valued by those people. I help those people in a deeper way, and I still get to shift so many lives and be accessible. So the high value model of business is often more fulfilling and makes more money and is more accessible because now you can give low cost or free things that other people charge for. And you'll be just, people will come to your free things like, whoa, if this is free, I wonder like what, like, let's go. If this is how much she gives in her free thing, like, let's get into the offer, right? So how can you transition? Okay, this is the part of the transmission where I'm going to help you to transition. One thing, obviously there's more things. Obviously, if I was your coach, I would get really down to the nitty gritty with you because it's going to be different for you than it's different for the clients I'm working with now. I have even my group, like I say one thing, coach one client one way, and I coach another client another way because I'm in tune with each of my clients individually, even at the group level. So how can you transition? Shift your focus from content to your offer. Ask yourself, if you have an offer, what would someone need to hear today to bring them closer to my offer? And if you don't have an offer that you consider high value, or you've only done maybe one-off sessions, or not sure if your offer is high value, then I would love to invite you onto a high value offer audit. I don't always have spaces for these, so if you message me, you can ask for an audit, and I'd be happy to let you know if there is space available, okay? So if you're listening in the future, I may or may not have these available, but go ahead and message because I'm gonna give you what I do have available at the time. This is a free audit to share your offer with me as it is. Even if you've launched it a few times and it's not where you want it to be, or you've never launched it before, and you're going to get recommendations on how to make it a high value offer that sells out consistently. This is a free call. How accessible is that? Now, obviously, this call is not for everyone, so that's why you get to message me. I'll ask you a few questions and I'll see if this call could benefit you. One step you can take to make this transition today, okay, is to understand that you are not the content creator. You're not just a content creator, but the purpose of your content is to lead people to your offer. So you don't need 4 years of therapy to be fully on mission and get well paid for it. You just need to make this one shift today to go, okay, I am a high value guide now. You get to choose to be a high value guide now. You can go through my quiz and see which archetype you are. I recommend it, high value quiz. So it's freeyourcreativity.org/high value quiz. It's in the show notes, it's in the descriptions, it's in my bio links, freeyourcreativity.org/high value quiz. You take that quiz, you understand which archetype you are, and you get matched with the kinds of offers that will probably add more money to your bank account just by shifting into that kind of offer. Yes, there's other things to putting out an offer, launching an offer, marketing an offer, and this is all that we cover in the Conscious Creative Business Immersion or my private Magnum Opus mentorship. So this was super fun. And when you go through that quiz, you also get a deep dive into all four archetypes. So you're going to get much more support by going through that quiz. So I would love to see also who is taking that quiz and connect with you personally. If you take that quiz, like for sure, I would love to give you a high value offer audit because I know you're on the path of becoming a high value guide. And you can also read my free ebook of my journey of becoming a high value guide, which was not a straight line. I fell in all the holes. I made all the mistakes. I bought programs that didn't work because, you know, we get to waste our money on things that only kind of work until we find our guide, we find our go-to guide. And you want to become that go-to guide. So if you haven't really found that go-to guide or immersed yourself in something that this is the language that they're using and they're really going deep with you personally, you haven't really received that, it is a little bit harder to give that to somebody. And I know that you guys are already giving and over-giving. You're probably over-giving right now. And so I want the universe to give back to you. You are over-giving, but not from the right place. So we're going to shift that. We're going to shift. You're giving so much content, but if you're a content hater, or you're a messaging martyr, or you're the influencer, and you're not being paid as much as you would love to do all this work, and it is a pretty much a full-time job. I mean, full-time for me is 20 hours a week, but my job is to create content and I love it. And ultimately, that's just part of my job. My job is to be there for my clients, to coach them, to see their blind spots. And I'm best at that when I am valued for that and nourished. And you're best at that. And you're best at giving what you came here to give when you are nourished and held and supported and are able to live your full life with your, and your business gets to support you in doing that. Okay, this has been so much fun. This is a long one. I hope this was beneficial, and I will see your quiz results and then I will message you so you can get yourself a high value offer audit completely for free if it feels good for you. And if it feels good for you to just know your archetype and take steps on your own, I commend you. Just read the book so you don't fall into the same holes that I did. All right, I will talk to you so soon. Bye. Aloha.